This is Daf Chaf Vav. So the new Mishnah begins. Hakosev Tovse Gittin. So Tovse Gittin was the part that is not as important as the Torah. The Torah is the people and the times. So if you write the Tovse Gittin, Tzarech Sheniach Makom Ha'ish, Makom Ha'ish, Makom Ha'zman. You have to leave a little space for the man's name, for the woman's name, and for the time. However, when it comes to the same thing applies to Shtari Malve, when it comes to a lending, the document of borrowing and lending, Tzarech Sheniach Makom Ha'malve, Makom Ha'love, Makom Ha'maos, Makom Ha'zman. You have to leave the place of the person borrowing, the person lending, the amount of money, and the Zman as well. When it comes to Shtar Mekach, buying something in acquisition, Tzarech Sheniach Makom Ha'lokech, Makom Ha'mocher, Makom Ha'maos, Makom Ha'sodeh, Makom Ha'zman, Mipnei HaTakana. We'll see what that means in a second, Mipnei HaTakana. But when it comes to writing a Shtar of acquisition, you have to leave aside the purchaser, the seller, the amount of money, the location of it, and the zman that it was sold. And all that because Mipnei HaTakana. Gemara is going to analyze a number of these points. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, posel b'chulon, he says it's possible in all these cases, you cannot have, the idea is, it's probably, could I read the Rashi, look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah, three narrow lines down. Hakosev tofse gittin shesoferhu, the guy's a sofer, v'not el schar, he collects money for writing these documents. V'rotze shehu mizumanim lo, he wants to have just a whole file of prepared documents. So pamim she'adam bal l'sochro, v'hu tarid b'sharos acherim. The person wants to buy, use a document, and he's busy writing other documents, so he just has 20 of them made, just in case someone walks in the room, so he tries to keep these filed away. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to do that, as long as you leave the important parts open, the men, the names of the people, the parties involved, the time, and so on and so forth. So each of these cases, there's a concern. So Rashi says the next one, Tzarech Sheniach Makom Ha'ish, so when it comes to a gittin, Shimroa Tagar Beinem, Lo Yomar Harini Kosev Kol Get, Gemara Mefarish Taima. So let's say he sees a fight and he wants to give a get. He doesn't have to go ahead and write the whole get. Everything's there. Just fills in the blanks. That's why that's permitted to leave it pre-written. And then he says, the next Rashi, Tzarech Sheniach Makom. You have to leave aside the areas of the Malve and the Love and the Mos. So Rashi explains, Im Shama Shehaya Echad Rodef Acher Chaveir L'Havoso. If you hear someone trying to borrow money, or really to lend money to somebody else, Mane, Lo Yomar Hareini Kosev Mia, don't say I'm going to write it now, but Niach Makom Zman Levada, I'll just leave aside the time, but I'll write the parties involved, that's okay. Shelo Yehe Shtar Muktam. So I just won't write the Zman. I hear that Adam is trying to borrow money from Andy, so I'm going to write down their names. I'll just leave the time for the second they solidify the deal, then I'll put the time in. Because the time is important, because if you write the time earlier than it actually happened, it's going to be an issue with all the properties that he may have sold in the interim. But Ela Tzarech Sheniach Makom Ha'love V'Hamal V'Hamos, you also have to leave aside a place to put in the people who are borrowing and lending and the amount of money. Afagav Deleka L'Meicha Shemideh Gzeres Sharos. Even though there's no real concern of anything happening here, of writing down the names, when it comes to Gittin, you have to have Kasav Lishma, you have to have the proper names involved. But here, there's no concern of writing the names beforehand, before anything has actually happened, because a Gezer, if you write the names of a Shtar, you might also come to write the names of Gittin, and that's going to be a problem of Ksiva Lishma. So then the Mishnah said, Mipnei HaTakana, which we're going to see what it means, Mipnei HaTakana. Then Rabbi Yehuda again says, Posa Bakulan, he says, all the cases are going to be puzzle, says Rashi, even if you leave the spaces, like the Tanakhama had advised, it's possible to have any pre-written documents at all. Anytime a person needs a document, you have to write it fresh on the spot. Rebbe Elazar, he says you're allowed to write them all beforehand, it has to be written, the entire thing has to be written lishma. So Rashi explains here, Rebbe Elazar, Machshir Bechulan, he permits all of them. Ubilvat Sheniach Mekomos Halalo, meaning he says everything the Tanakhama says, he agrees with, you have to leave the space of the people and the Zman. Except for Gittin, says Rashi, Chutz Megittin Ashim De Gazinan Behen Tofes Atu Torif. Because if you write the other part, the main part of the Gittin, which is not, doesn't require Lishma, you might come to write the Torif as well, which would be a problem. So because of the Gezeira, they said, Rebbe Elazar said you can't write any Gittin, you cannot have any Gittin pre-written. So we're going to explain that idea as well. So Tosos says here, so there's an interesting din here. Tosos writes, halfway down, he rejects Rashi, but he says, understanding the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, he's machshir b'sharos afilu Torif. When Rabbi Elazar said he permitted everything, so Rashi limited it, he only permitted everything except for the space in between. Tosfos permitted everything. You're allowed to even pre-write to the names of the people, you just can't write the Zman Lechora. But other than that, you're allowed to write the parties involved. That's Machlokas Rashi tells us how to understand this. And it's a Machlokas Poskim, how to Paskin, like Rashi or like Tosfos. And they discuss, based on this idea here, whether or not you're allowed to have, it's not directly related to this, but could you have make copies, Xerox copies of Ksubas? Many Masada Kedushin, they'll make a very nice, you know, the parties involved, the one Chasam Kala getting married, they have a very fancy one. But for other reasons, and also backups, the Masada Kedushin will bring some backup Ksubas in case there's a mistake. And it does happen that there are mistakes. I was once an aide Ksuba, and they were reading the shtar, that we signed everything, and then when they're reading the ksuba underneath the chuppah, they realize they forgot to add, she was a bas kohen, for one of the lines, it didn't say bas so-and-so, bas ha-kohen. So they had to amend it later on. So we had Rav Kelmer, who was a big, big posek, so he knew how to amend the ksuba, and we put a little like star and a little footnote on the bottom, and we fixed it. But not everyone knows how to do that, and sometimes ksubas are not fixable, so you have to have backup. So you're allowed to use these Xerox copies of ksubas. They weren't written fresh, it was a copy. So that's a discussion the post can have, and Rav Moshe writes that one's allowed to use them. In fact, it might be better because you know it's already approved. If you write your own ksuba, you might make some mistakes in there. So this already is approved by whatever organization, whatever institution says this is okay, and used copies would be completely okay. There's an idea they quote from a sefer, Ksuba Kilchasa. There's every type of sefer. I never heard of Ksuba Kilchasa. So in the sefer Ksuba Kilchasa, they say there might be an in and of hider to write a new, fresh one from scratch. I'll say there. But right. So Rav Moshe doesn't mention such an idea. Okay. So says the Gemara now. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tzarech Sheyaniach Af Mokom. You also have to leave the area where you write. Harei At Muteres Lechol Adam. Where it says where she is being free, she's mutter to marry anyone she wants, that's also very important. That also has to be left open. And that's according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, he damar ede mesira karsi, uba'inin ksiva l'shma. So that's just chazer for a second. This is important. You saw that Rabbi Meir holds ede chasima karsi, and therefore chasima, when he understands the word v'chasavla in the pasuk, chasavla is really chasamla. It's the signature that's important, and the ksiva doesn't make much of a difference. But according to Rabbi Elazar, who thinks it's the Edi Mesira Karsi, so then he takes the word Chasavla as face value, and Imamish means the Ksiva has to be Lishma. So when the husband writes, Harei Amuteres L'chaladam, that has to be with the Ksiva Lishma, so that's why you leave that space open as well, according to Rabbi Elazar. Okay, I don't know exactly, I've never seen a real Gittin, I don't know the text of them, but if you look at Tosfos, Dibur Maschel Tzarech Sheniach Makum Harei Amuteres L'chaladam, he says, "Bechol duchte mashma shekosvin lashon zebeget." Everywhere it sounds like that's the lashon that has to be used. Those few words is a lashon that has to be used. But perek basra namitanya gufo sheget. What's the guf of the get? Harei amuteres lechaladam, and that's it. V'hinig rabbeinu tam lichtov lashon zebeget. That was his custom. Aval betovse gittin lo hayokasev. He wouldn't write anything else in the other areas. It would leave it blank. The other part of the gittin. It seems like all you really need is harei amuteres lechaladam, the husband, the wife, and the zman, and that's it. Very simple document. But still, we shouldn't be moti laz on the other gittins. Sharei marichin lichtov kama lishonos beget the chashiv kama harayat mutesh lechadam. They write all these other types of languages of you're free, you're mutter, you're single, whatever. I don't know what they would use, but they have a very lengthy gittin, which is really unnecessary. But we don't want to say anything bad about the previous gittin, so to say that they weren't a good gittin. But all you really need is harayat mutesh lechadam, husband, wife, and zman. So again, I don't know what's practiced nowadays, but it seems this would be. This would be what the text should be. Okay.
Chachil, if you had this, it's enough.
Yeah, certainly. And the question is, what do they actually do? I don't know. I don't know what the minhag is. But it doesn't seem very difficult to write a gittin then. Okay, the Gemara now says, tzricha. So you need. Tzricha, you need what? So you need, Rashi says, around 10 narrow lines up, tzricha l'shmuel. You need Shmuel l'okmei l'hani tlas stami k'rabi Eliezer. We had three Stamishnayos that Shmuel came along and said, oh, the author is Rabbi Elazar. So this one we just said, Rabbi Elazar authored this Mishnah, and you have to leave that area of Harei Amuteres Lechaladam. That wasn't the only one. He needs that. Ulemeim Rebechulo, Vuhu Shishai Makam HaTorah, the Ein Kosun Al Mechubar, you can't write on Mechubar because you require Ksiva L'Shema. Va'kol k'sherin lichtov. Any case where he permitted a certain ksiva, he always had to say that's referring to the tofes, the part that's not as important. Because Rabbi Elazar requires a ksiva l'shma, so that's why he had to be mokim Rabbi Elazar as the author in three different cases. So Gemara wants to know why do you have to do this three different times? So tzricha. Diashmin and hach kamaisa, if we taught the first case, because he initially says don't write, who cares about writing? It must be Rabbi Elazar. But later on, the Mishnah says kasu, then you're allowed to write. So there seems to be a stira. So there, Shmuel had to say it must be Rabbi Elazar, and the kasu where we permit you to write is referring to the tofes. So that's why I explained in that case it was referring to the tofes that we allow you to write according to Rabbi Elazar. Aval seifa, the seifa, the kasani she'ein kim get el b'chosmav, where the Mishnah says at the end, kim get is only through the signatures. That's not Rabbi Eliezer, Ema, Rabbi Meir. That must be Rabbi Meir. Damar edei chasima karsi. So that's why I had to teach even in that seifa, it's even Rabbi Eliezer. Now to really appreciate, you have to go back to each Mishnah as Adam was doing to really understand what's going on here. I'm doing it very superficially, but okay. I can't go back and forth to the Mishnah, so take it for now. The Ashminan Bahi Hai, if you taught that case, Hahinami Ikalok Mikrabaz, or the case of Ein Kim Get El Bachosmav, that we have to say is Rabbi Eliezer, Aval Ha Ema Bid Seifa Rabbi Eliezer, Have a Rachel Lav Rabbi Eliezer. But now if we're saying that the Seifa is Rabbi Eliezer, we'll look back at the Rachel, the Rachel must not be Rabbi Eliezer. Chichi had to say there as well, Rabbi Eliezer authored that part too. Okay, again, we should do this a little bit more in depth, but to really get it, you have to go through all the previous cases. Gemara now says, Mifnei HaTakana, the Takana. What was the Takana? Again, the Mishnah had listed what has to be left open when it came to a get, when it came to Shtar Milva and a Shtar Mechar. And then the Mishnah said that because Mifnei HaTakana. What's Mifnei HaTakana? Asks Gemara, my Takana. I'm a Rabbi Yonis, I'm Mifnei Takana Sofer. For the Takana of the Sofer, V'Rabbi Eliezer, he. Damar Eidei Mesira Karsi, that you need the Eidim that really create the Gidden is the ones who observe the Mesira. Ubedinhu Dafilu Tofes Namilo Lichtov. Really, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who thinks V'chasav La refers to actual Ksiva, nothing should be written at all beforehand. Umishum Takana Sofer Mishar Rabbanim. Why should nothing be written beforehand? So, because if you write the Tofes, which is really not so important, it might lead you to write the Torah. So really, Rabbi Elazar thinks nothing should be written at all on the Gittin. But because Takana Sofrim, because they don't have so much time, they want to be prepared, therefore, Mishum Takana Sofrim, for their own benefit, Shar Rabbanan to write the Tofes, but they didn't allow you to write the Torah. So let's read this in Rashi. Rashi, around 10 lines up, says, Bifnei Takana Sofer, Hatiru Lichtov Tofes Shlo Lishma. They permitted you to write the Tofes, not with Lishma purposes, you don't know who it's being written for. Have all this pre-made gittin. For Rabbi Eliezer, he de katani mivnei takana hitiru lichtov tofes ha lav hachi hava aser Rabbi Eliezer. Had not been for that special takana, then even Rabbi Eliezer would forbid you from writing the tofes. Debay lishma b'ksiva midraisa. He requires ksiva, and really says Rashi lo lichtov dilma asir lemichtav torif. Really, it's no problem of writing tofes. You don't need the shema for the tofes. But there's a concern. If you write the tofes, it might also lead you to write even the Torah shelo lishma. El mishum takana sofer, for his benefit, sheyuhu mizumanim lo. So they should be prepared documents. Sharulei, they permitted him, ublavad, so long as sheyishayar Torah lichoso lishma. That area of the husband, the wife, the time, has to be left open. The Torah for the shar sharos, nami gazer mishum Torah digin. And when it comes to the Torah of other sharos, there's no ksiva lishma when it comes to ashtar mecher and ashtar milva. But only because if we allow you to write the Torah, the names of the parties by the other sharos, you might come to write the Torah of the Gidden. So there are two gzeres that are going on. There's a gzer within Gidden, the Tofes of the Gidden, and the Torah of the sharos. That's the understanding. And then the mission of the Gemara goes on to say, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Posa Bechulin, he says, was Aser, all these cases are Aser, Gazer Tofes Atu Torah, Gazer Staros Atu Gidden. He said you cannot write even the Tofes of the Gidden, because if you write the Tofes of the Gidden, that might lead you to write the Torah for the Gidden. And he didn't have a Takana. He wasn't concerned with Takana Sofrim at all. He didn't allow them to have any benefit. So you can't write any part of the Gidden beforehand. And he was also goes there on Staros, the Torah of the Staros, the names, because of the Torah for the Gidden, but he was not goes there on the Tofes of the Staros. And that's because Ain goes in Gzera al Gzera. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says six lines up, Rabbi Yehuda v'chule, v'gazer sh'taros afilu tofes atu gittin. Wait a second. How do you read that? That's against the next line of Rashi.
The next line's for the next opinion.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, this opinion obviously is not concerned about Xer, because he's offering everything, both by Gidin because of the Tofes Atu Torif, and by Shar Shtaros Gidin.
So how do you understand, why does he say Ain goes in Xer, oh, Kul Chad Xer?
Right.
Something like that, you have to say. Yeah. Just see if anyone addresses that in the back.
This is not according to the mayor.
It's all within the wall of Rabbi Eliezer.
You wouldn't hold this takana.
Right, because he doesn't care about Ksiva Lishma. For him, it's irrelevant, seemingly. Let's see if anyone talks about this in the back quickly. Nope, I'm not seeing it being addressed here. Okay. Maybe on the side here, actually. Miri asks, isn't it Xera Xera? So he says, I don't know how the, what the, if there's another model for this, but since it's very common to have mistakes, you're able to go Xera. So his understanding apparently of Ain goes in Xera Xera must be, why not? Because it's so far-fetched. We have a concept, Milsa de lo Shchicha lo Gazunan. So Xera Xera just means it's so far-fetched. But when it's so common, so then it is in the realm of Shchiach, and you can be gozen. It's not an issue of how far steps away, how many steps away. It's an issue of how common, which is a chiddush.
Rashi in Bay, I think, says that the reason is because the Torah says
Mishmeres.
Mishmeres, Mishmartai, and not Mishmeres, the Mishmeres. It right. Says it's Xeris HaKasim.
Exactly. So nothing to do with that. There's an interesting Ksam Sofer about that also. Yes, according to that understanding, that would be against this Miri. It's a din of one step, not two steps. The Miri thinks it's an issue of numbers, of statistics, of how likely things are to happen. All right, and I don't know who this is, the Kol Ramaz. He says, well, we had suggested that this is the initial Gzera, which means, what, you know that? Ramaz?
In
school. So the so the idea is kulo chad gzerah, in essence, that's what it seems like he's saying here. That's all. This was the initial gzerah that you can't write anything beforehand. All documents are just forbidden across the board. Lo plug. It wasn't issues of stages of gzerahs. It was just one big gzerah. Okay. Vayter in the Gemara now. So the Gemara says further. That's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. Nothing's permitted beforehand. And then Rabbi Eliezer machshir bechulon chutz migitin nashim. He permitted writing all of them, except for Gidin Nashim, Tofes Atu Torif Gazer, Sharos Atu Gidin Lo Gazer. So he said, the Tofes of the Gidin, they were Gozer, lest he write the Torif of the Gidin. But came to the Sharos, he didn't ask the Sharos Atu Gidin. Rashi says, Sharos Atu Gidin, the Tofes Lo Gazer, the Gzer Lagzerhi. Meaning the Torif, Rashi Lashitas, what he wrote above, the Torif, you can't write the Torif of the Sharos. The Tofes you can write because that's already Gzera Agzera. Tos would have to understand this a little bit differently because he thinks that even the Torif can be written. So he would say that, no, the entire concept of the Sharos were never Gozer on Gittin. Why? Why not? So maybe you could say what we saw early in the first parak, Daf Gimel, that Sharos and Gittin, whether they can confuse or not confuse, we had such a discussion. If you permit something for Gittin, will that lead you to permit something for Sharos? We had that discussion of Rabba and Abaye with the Bifai Nechta, Bifai Nechtam, whether Eid Kim will, by a get, will lead you to think an Eid is Makayim for Shtar. Okay, it might be more of a global relationship between these two concepts of Shtar and Gittin. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. It says, Shenemar v'chasav la. So it says, V'chasav la. So this was meant to explain why Rabbi Eliezer permitted everything except for Gittin. He did not permit Gittin to be written beforehand because the Pasuk says, V'chasav la l'shma. So, and Rabbi Eliezer says you can't write even the Tofes. So, Chasav la l'shma is not referring to the Tofes, it's referring to the Torif. How is that a raya that even the Tofes can be written for Gittin? V'ha ki ksiv la a Torif u'dechsiv, says Gemara, asks the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, Ela Eima Mishum Shenemar V'chasav La Lishma. Since the Torah says it has to be written Lishma, let's see. So That's the answer. So Rashi explained the last line here in Chav Vav Amin Aleph. Exactly. So since it says the Chasav La parcels the Tarif, the Chacham felt the need to preserve that inyan of Chasav La to say even the Tofes will be Aser, lest it lead to writing even the Tarif without Lishma. Gemara now at the top says, what turns out here is there's a kasha de Rabbi Elazar, de Rabbi Elazar. There seems to be a stira in what the opinion of Rabbi Elazar was. Why? Rashi explains, Jeresha okmis ka Rabbi Elazar, umachshir lichtov tovse gidden. Initially, we understood the Mishnah to be, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah was talking about Rabbi Elazar, and that he permitted one to write the tovse gidden, just not the Torif. And now the Sefer, we're saying that it's Rabbi Elazar's opinion, who says you can't even write the tovse. That's the steer within this very same Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, Shrei Tanai, leave with the Rebbe Elazar. There was a machlokas, what exactly Rebbe Elazar's position was here. The Reisha thought the position was everything, you can write the Tofes, and the Seifa thought he said you cannot write the Tofes beforehand. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Shabsi Amar Chizkiya Mishim Kitata. So going back to explain now, the idea, what meant Mipnei HaTakana? Mipnei HaTakana initially we said was for the benefit of the Sofrim, that's why we permitted them to write the Toface before him. According to this opinion now, according to Chizkiya, it's Mishim Katata, because there might be a fight. The Rabbi Meir, he, Damar Eidem Chasima Karsi, V'dinhu Dafilu Torif Namri Lichtov. You're allowed to write even the Torah. You can write everything before him. Rabbi Meir doesn't care about anything written before him. You don't need any Lishma. Sometimes they're going to hear the sofer. They're kakasiv. They're starting to write the name. The husband's getting into a fight. And Savra Ihu Kamarla lay. And she's going to overhear the sofer and think that her husband had asked him to write it. How the Katata Baalde is going to cause a whole big fight. So we don't want him to write any names down. Really, the names can be written down, but if he starts writing Reuven's divorcing Rachel, and she's going to hear, wait a second, my husband's writing me a get, it's going to cause a huge fight, and we don't want that happening, of course, so therefore, no writing names until it's actually asked. Rav Chista Amar Avimi Mishim Takanas Agunos. No, his reason is because of the Agunos. We don't want women to be by themselves. What does that mean? Amri La Rabbi Meir, Amri La Rabbi Elazar. Some said this was within the world of Rabbi Meir, others said this was within the world of Rabbi Elazar, meaning what? Armile, the Rabbi Meir. Others, some say this was Rabbi Meir's opinion. Damer Edei Chasima Karsi Ubedinhu Dafilu Torif Nami Lichtov. You can write everything, even the names, even the well, not the Zman, even the names. Zman might be another issue. The Zimnin Dehavile Katata Bade. Sometimes there's going to be a fight. The Rasechala, he's going to get so angry at her. The Zarakle Nehale Umagin Umosle, he's going to throw her a get, and then she'll be divorced. So if everything's written beforehand, it's going to be so available, he gets so angry, and then here, without even thinking about it, if you have to go to the sofer and take some time and figure it out, he might relax a little bit. We don't want it to be so easy to get divorced without thinking about it, just for a few moments. Okay, so this Lashon of... So Rashi says, Uma'agin Mosivla, around 10 narrow lines down, Umagin Mosivla Kishi Migureshis. What it means is she'll be by herself after she's divorced. It doesn't mean aguna in the way we use it. It means she'll be single. That's what it means. That's all according to Rabbi Meir's opinion.
I have the other Rishonim Acholi. Presumably they hold, they'll throw it to her, and then you won't be sure if it's closer to him. It's
right.
Closer to her, it'll be like a hurried type of get, and then there'll be a suffix with lunas or something.
Right,
like
so why exactly? Why would you use Lashon Hazrika then? It's strange to use Lashon Hazrika. So based on that, the Mishnah later on, at the end of the Masechta, they throw it, unsure whether who it's closer to, it's a suffix, if it's mamish half and half. Then maybe that's what they're saying.
I've heard the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran are all arguing Rashi.
Okay, but it makes sense because Lashon Aguna, first of all, is not usually Gittin, it's Mamash Aguna as we know it. And Zrik is a strange Lashon, so there's a lot of reasons to say against Rashi. Amrila, others say it was really Rabbi Eliezer, this idea of Aguna. Damar Ede Misira Karsi. Ubedinhu, Dafil Tofes Nami Lichtov, nothing should be written at all, even the Tofes. But here, we want to write a little bit, get a little bit started. But let's say the husband has to go overseas, and he wants to write a get to his wife in case something happens to me, doesn't return, doesn't want him, or doesn't want her to be in Aguna. He just leaves her, and doesn't give a get. He never comes back, and then she's really mamish, and then she really becomes an Aguna in the classic sense, staying married, not knowing whatever happened to her husband. So therefore, we wanted to be a little bit prepared, and all they have to fill in is the names of the husband, wife, and time. So two different approaches of this Mishum Aguna. Gemara now quotes from the Mishum Mokum HaZman, you have to leave the Zman also available to fill in the time when it came to the get. So kapasik vetani loshna minha nisun loshna minha erusin. Doesn't make a difference whether this is a get that's breaking their marriage or a get that's breaking their engagement. So why is it the same halacha? Bishlama minha nisun. I understand if it's a get from nisun, you have to leave the zman open to fill in. Bein l'man damar mishim basachoso, ika bein l'man damar mishim pir, ika. If we remember the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, why do you need zman in the first place? There's no mention of zman in the Torah. Because there are two concerns. Reish Lakish thought basachoso because of his niece, which just happens to be interesting because Reish Lakish married, I guess they weren't nieces, but so he married his sister. But Reish Lakish said that the concern was basachoso, that there's a concern that maybe this man married his niece, his sister's daughter. And then maybe she was Mizana and he has Rachmanis on his sister, Rachmanis on his own niece, on his own wife. And but she's Mizana, so he's going to write this Zman earlier than, or say, they got divorced earlier than they actually got divorced. And she's Mizana after she already was free and she was already single. So because of that, you have to write this Zman so no one protects their own niece. So that's very relevant for Nisun. And whether it's because of Piri, because it might come to take the fruit incorrectly, the husband has certain rights to the peros. You have this man earlier than it really happened, he was selling rights to the using the fruit and selling property when he should have or shouldn't have been using it. So you have to know exactly when the gittin took place. But elalim in ha'erusin, if you say that you need zman for erusin as well, when there's a gittin from only engagement, I understand why you need zman if they were engaged and he married her niece, because when she's engaged, there's an isser of Na'ar Murasa. If she's engaged and she's with another man, she's chayv also misa. So to protect her, he might say that gittin was given earlier, therefore you need zman for an erusin. But if you understand el leman damar mishim piri, if it's for the purposes of fruit and knowing when the husband had rights, arusa miyisai piri, the arusa has no rights to the fruit, there's no concern. So for gittin, a gittin from erusin, you wouldn't require zman. And the fact that the Mishnah here says that you need zman, whether it's from Nisuin or whether it's from Erisin, sounds like it has to be according to the Ma'an Damar of Mishum Basachoso, and Akash, it's the one who says Mishum Piri. So Gemara explains, Amar Rav Amar Maha Milsa Shmas Mina Edula. I heard this answer from Ula. Damar Mishum Takanas Vlad Vloidonamai Niu. I heard him say, it was because of the Takanas Vlad, and I have no idea what he meant by this. Kaven the Shmais Alahada the Tanya. Once I heard the following brisa, everything made sense. What's the brisa? Haomer, the person who says Kisvu get le rusasi, write a get for my arusa. Lichshech nesena. When I get married, write a get that when I get married, agarshena, I will get divorced the moment I get married. Okay, ain't no get. That's not a good get. Why not? Amar Ula matam gzer matam. What's the reason why this is not a good get? Gzer shema yomu gita kodem leva. There's a concern that people are going to say that the get was written, and it was written, but they're going to say maybe it was received. It was chal before she actually had a son. And turns out she had a son at a wedlock then. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Eino get. The get, Yashanhu, it's an old get. Shema tisaber kishich nesena. Maybe they're going to, she'll get pregnant the night they get married. The Yomru Gita. They say, wait a second, a month ago your husband already wrote a get, and that was for the Erisin. You were never married. The Yomu below Kedushin, right? I skipped the Rashi here. She Yusfurin Shinasula Biyom Shinichtav. They're going to assume that the Gittin was given the day it was written, which was prior to their marriage. So it turns out she had a child out of wedlock. Now, by the way, this always gets into a whole discussion. I don't know the answer. We tried pinning Rav Shechta down with this, didn't get a full answer. But don't you have the concept Ein Bol Adam Bilas Nus? So then when they got married and they had Kedushin, doesn't that turn into a Bias Kedushin then? And then a Bias Kedushin and it becomes a Nisuin. So how does that work exactly? I don't know. Just throwing it out there. But this does happen a number of times. You know, for example, you have these Hafkas Kedushins, which these made up Hafkas Kedushins, they say, I mentioned this in the past, maybe even yesterday I mentioned this, where a husband, a wife is a Grusha and she wants to marry a Kohen. So some of these Rabbanim, and unfortunately they're very well-known Rabbanim, they make up these Hafkas Kedushins that, no, since their initial marriage, when she was married, the husband was drunk. Or the Edim were in Kasher Edim. So based on those grounds, they say it was a possible marriage. She was never married in the first place. But wasn't there Bia in Adam Bal Bias Nus? So the Bia they had, so then that wasn't that a Kedushin? Wasn't that a marriage then? So these are questions come up. Aside from other factors also, even if that say the two Edom that were under the chuppah were possible.
He was drunk, he did the same business.
Right. So, okay, what about the other times they were with each other? So, okay. So, anyways. So the Gemara says, So there's a concern. So if he wrote a get before they got married and said, give it to her, I want it to be given to her after we actually get married. So that's possible because it's not fair to the son. There's going to be a pagam mishpacha. We'll look in a second, the next Rashi. So hachanam here too also, gzeira shema yomru gita kodum levas. So too for our case, how is it answering the question? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hachanami, b'masnitzin, in our Mishnah, mishim hachi tzarech lehaniach makum zman. Therefore, in our Mishnah, you have to leave this zman available in the get. Af l'toveis ha'arusa, even for an arusa, and even if you assume it's mishim piri, which is not relevant at this point, you still have to leave this zman available and open. Shema yichtov zman li bo bayom. V'hulo yigashenu ad l'achar nisun. They were going to write this zman on today and won't be given to her until after nisun. V'yomu, they're going to say below kedushin. V'chshuva nisabro l'achigirushin. There was no kedushin and there's no ksuba that she became pregnant. U'pagam hul mishpacha. It's going to be a pagam for the mishpacha. It's going to look very, very bad. And therefore, you need zman as well. To say zman when it was given. Not when it was written, but when it was given. To prevent this from ever happening. So that's the reason why you need Zman, even for an Eirusin, get from Eirusin, even from, if it's Mishim Piri. Mar now says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Saba, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Amar Rav Halacha, Rav, a lot of different names. Halacha, Kirabi Eliezer, we pass on Rabbi Eliezer, who says what? Says Rashi, Hilchasa Kirabi Eliezer, Shaposil, Betov, say Gidden, Gzer, Mishim Torah. If you can't write anything, even the Tovah should not be written when it comes to the Gidden, the last mission, the last opinion in the Mishnah. They permitted the Sharas, but he prohibited writing any part of the Gidden before him. That's why he passed him. And Kari Rav Aleh, Rav referred to Rabbi Eliezer, Tovina de Chachima, the best of the Chachamim, the wisest of the Chachamim. Vafilu, Beshar, Sharas, Nami. Would this be the case with other shtaros as well? Meaning what? Says Rashi, Vafilu b'shar shtaros b'may depalig Rabbi Elazar ad b'Yehuda, v'ach shir b'tof shir shtaros. That which Rabbi Elazar permits other shtaros, even the tofes he permits, is a halach like him as well, or is only with regards to Gidden that we say nothing can be written? We pass on that tofes shtaros are permitted, v'ha amar papa papi, mishmei d'rava hai ashrasa d'di'ayna, d'michtav ha'makame d'lisadei sadei, what's Ashrasa, says Rashi? Kimashtar. If there's a Kimashtar in Bezdin, they're trying to validate a star. She'edim me'edim al-ksav yudem be'bezdin. The edim are testifying on their own signatures in Bezdin. U'bezdin kosrim bo b'mosav t'lasa havina. They sit with three dayanim there, and they say this is a good star. And after they validate the star, asu ploni ploni v'asidi achsimas yadayu. Then they sign off on that was their signatures. Turns out that they permitted the shtar before they actually heard the testimonies of the signatures. So that's certainly possible. Alma, mechzik is shikra. Just, even though it's true, in the end of the day, it's still kosher. They permitted a shtar that's kosher, and the edim are good edim. It's all kosher, but it was done out of order. It looks like sheker if you're doing this out of place. So hachanami, mechzik is shikra. This appears like shikra. If you're having these pre-written documents, it looks like sheker that's going on, even though you don't have the names of the parties, and they don't have the names at the time, it looks like sheker. So therefore, we can't pass on like Rebbe Elazar to permit pre-made shtaros. And the Gemara answers, no less, not true. Midir of Nachman. Domer of Nachman, Omer Hayar Rabbi Meir, Afilu Matzo Ba'ashva Chasmu V'nas Nila Kasher. We have this statement we saw a few times already in the Masechta, that if a person finds a document that's in the garbage, he finds even a get that's in the garbage, according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to use that get because the ksiva doesn't make a difference. You could take it and just sign off on it and everything's good. So we're not concerned of mechzik kashikra. Vafilu rabbanan, even the rabbanan who don't allow this, lo pliga ala de Rabbi Meir ela b'gidinashim. They only argue with gidinashim, you can't pick these documents out of the garbage, debinan ksiva l'shma, because the ksiva, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Elazar, required Lishma. But that's only by Gidei Nashim. Ava b'sharis lo. When it comes to other sharis, other types of documents, there's no concept of Ksiv Lishma. And they would permit pre-written documents. The Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shtar Shalava Bo, a document that was used that he borrowed, Uparo, and that was paid off, Eino Choser V'lova Bo. You cannot reuse that document to borrow from that same party yet a second time. Even though it has the same exact people, the same bank, and the same borrower, it makes sense, you can't use it, that same document again. Why? Shekfar nimchal shibudo, because the shibud was already nimchal, and the whole shar is batel, and all the karkaros are freed, and the zman tells you which liens are going to be affected by this. So the Gemara explains, only because time of the Nimchal Shibud, only because all the Shibudim were already Nimchal. So you can't already use the same Shibudim on Karkos. But that's because of a technical reason. Aval Mishum Shikra Lo Chashim, but because of a Sheker, the fact that it wrote a previous document being used a second time before it actually happened, the second lending, that doesn't bother us. We're not concerned with Mech Se Kishikra. So to hear as well, you're allowed to write, according to Rabbi Lazar, you're allowed to write these documents before it actually happened, because they're not concerned of Mech Se Kishikra. Now, this isn't to say we're not concerned all over Shas Mechzik Hashikra. There are many times we are concerned of Mechzik Hashikra. Just this particular application, we don't think it's going to be concerned of Mechzik Hashikra.
And this is the sigla that Tosfos uses to prove not like Rashi.
Exactly.
Because you see over